It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to preview an upcoming event, the Community Roots Resource Fair. It's returning this year to the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. It's coming up on Wednesday, August 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. It's made possible thanks to support from the Sonora Area Foundation. We're going to hear about what the event is and the local need in the community as we're joined on the program by Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum and Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having
us.
So it's been a while since we've had both of you on Motherlode Views. Daryl Slocum, how long have you been leading the Sonora Area Foundation now?
I have been there for coming up on 8 years in October.
And Annie Hockett, we've had you on in the past with the probation department and most recently with the Health and Human Services Agency. So how long have you been in your role?
So I've been in my current role since December.
Since December. So tell us about your background.
Yeah, so I started with the county, actually May was 20 years ago. Started as a social worker in Health and Human Services, actually, and moved around a bit. And then, as mentioned, went over to probation for a few years and returned to Health and Human Services in December.
And Daryl Slocum, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Community Roots Resource Fair and the event that's coming back this year?
Absolutely. So I think this is our third year. It started during COVID when Annie's predecessor, Rebecca Espino, came to us, myself and Nate Levering from Sierra Bible Church, and made us aware of the fact that the county was seeing inquiries growing from people in need in the community who had never accessed or sought help before. And a lot of people don't understand, BJ, that if you've never done that, it's kind of daunting. You don't really know where to start. You don't know how to do it. And so we kind of brainstormed and came up with the idea of establishing a resource fair where we could invite the bulk of local agencies to come and set up a booth and exhibit, and then invite the public to come down so that they could tour the various agencies that are there and find out if there might be some help available for whatever particular financial hardship they were dealing with.
And Annie Hockett, can you tell us a little bit about, just kind of shed some light on kind of what the local need that you're witnessing right now is in the community?
Yeah, as Daryl mentioned, the birth of this really did come out of COVID, where we saw just a rapid increase in need, about 40% in two of our major programs, which would be our Medi-Cal program as well as our CalFresh or food assistance program. And so, you know, in addition to that steep spike during the COVID time, we're continuing to see a lot of individuals need that level of resource. So just for some context, we average about 250 applications per month for our CalFresh program, and then an additional 150 applications each month for our Medi-Cal program. So I think that indicates that there are a lot of individuals that are needing to seek services for that first time, given kind of the challenging economy we're in and just the cost of living locally.
So it started to increase around the time of COVID, and as you said, it's still kind of staying at those higher levels?
Yeah, it continues to increase steadily, not as steep as during those COVID years, but it continues to be a need that we see. When we're talking to the clients we're serving, it's just harder and harder to get by with the cost of food and gas and affordable housing, and, you know, we're seeing kind of all of those stack on top of each other to make it a challenging thing for families.
Challenges with inflation and just making ends meet right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then so take us kind of into the Community Roots Resource Fair. What are the types of people who will be involved and the groups that will be involved?
So, we've kind of kept true to the last several years. I think each year we've learned, and I say we, I wasn't part of it, but I feel like I've been welcome to this team very, very, very nicely. Again, as Daryl mentioned, it's really trying to target those individuals that may be needing services for the first time and not necessarily know how to do that. And so we have assistance with utility bill help, childcare services. We're going to have a lot of food resources there, senior and disability services, Housing information, that's something that's continued to, I think, increase over the years with the challenges with housing, pet support, transportation. What am I missing, Daryl?
Well, you're covering them. The way I would address it, BJ, is by asking people to think in terms of how your budget gets stressed. And what I mean by that is we all have budgets that we do our best to adhere to. And in a perfect world, we've got a nice cushion in our budget. I think what we saw with COVID is people's cushion got eaten up pretty quickly. Now, you know, whatever percentage that was or dollar amount, you know, based on if they were lucky enough to be a homeowner, the increase in their fire insurance. And he mentioned gas, food, et cetera. Suddenly people are sitting over their dining room table with all their bills out going, we can't make this work. So in that scenario, what kind of help is available? What we have represented at the resource fair is a plethora of organizations that can help in any particular situation. So good, again, food insecurity, the food bank will be there, food pantries, etc. And he mentioned utility help. Childcare is a big one. Youth services. And, you know, again, if you're struggling to make the budget work and you've got a child that wants to play soccer or they want to do some type of extracurricular activity, there are actually nonprofit organizations in our community that can help with that. So it covers the gamut of anything you can think of in terms of what it takes to run your household and where you might need some help.
In the first 2 years that you've held this event, have you noticed that most of the people or a lot of people coming are people who have never had to apply for services before?
I think we're seeing a combination of those, because even people that have been receiving some type of support, and again, I think the first one that comes to people's mind is food. And so they might be going to the food bank occasionally. They might be frequenting one of the food pantries, or they might even be on the CalFresh program. And maybe they're doing okay with that, but now suddenly they're struggling to pay that utility bill, or they get a rent increase, or any number of things. So they go to the fair to see what else might be available to help them meet their monthly obligations.
Annie Hockett, are there some services out there that you think that maybe people don't know a lot about or that are kind of like hidden, I want to say hidden under the surface, but could be good to shine some light on?
You know, I think what's important to note is that even though maybe certain agencies have historically provided certain services, things change over time. And so I think that's another benefit of this fair for those service providers that are able to come and attend. They can learn from one another. And I think we're all a team when it comes to trying to support our community members. And so just knowing what other agencies are able to provide and support, I think, is helpful.
And tell us again, who is actually putting on this event then? Who is the main organizer?
Well, I think it's truly a team endeavor. You know, when I first stepped into this role, one of Rebecca's early conversation is, you know, community roots. And I had heard about it. I wasn't as involved. And so I reached out to Daryl, and he, again, just graciously invited me in, and we started talking. And so certainly the Sonora Area Foundation is a huge, huge supporter. This could not happen without them. Lots of support from Sierra Bible Church as well. ADCA is one of our main team members as well. And this year we did get some additional support from the Tuolumne Resiliency Coalition to make this event possible.
So Daryl Slocum, it sounds like a lot of people have really bought into this concept over the past couple of years.
They have, BJ. And I think the reason, and I want to go back and attempt to answer your question about hidden resources or what's available. I think in general, there is a lack of knowledge and understanding about what's available in the community. We talk a lot about how it's a small community. It should be easy to get the word out, and it's not. And it's frustrating to those organizations because the people who staff these nonprofit organizations just have a tremendous passion for the community and for helping people, and they just want people to know about the services they have available. I'll give you one quick example, which is Interfaith has a program that provides free legal services. Gregory Oliver, who used to be county counsel, is retired. He heads up that program. And for somebody in the community who's struggling with a legal issue that doesn't know where to turn for help, but they don't have the money to afford an attorney, they can make an appointment and go to Interfaith, have a meeting, and get expert help on what they might be able to do in that particular realm. And there are numerous examples of like that of programs in the community that are beneficial if you're in that particular category.
Need to take a break. We're talking about the upcoming Community Roots Resource Fair. It will be Wednesday, August 14th, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Made possible thanks to support from the Sonora Area Foundation and others. We're here hearing about the event from the Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum and the Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Helping people get information about services in Tuolumne County is the focus of this weekend's Motherlode Views. The upcoming Community Roots Resource Fair is returning for the third year this year at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. It will be Wednesday, October 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. Joined on the program today by Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, explaining everything to expect at the Community Roots Resource Fair. So I'll go back to Annie Hockett. So when people come on Wednesday, August 14th in the afternoon, you know, what can they expect and what are the types of things that they'll see?
Yeah, so right now we're looking that we are going to have approximately 40 to 50 different agencies and, you know, service organizations there. So they will definitely be able to see lots and lots of folks that will be able to answer questions about service availability. It's very casual. You'll be able to just kind of walk around and enter the booths and conversations that you choose. We are going to have water. We're going to have food. We are going to have Kona Ice. We will have folks available to just answer questions or maybe direct someone. If maybe I come to the fair and I'm interested specifically in transportation, we'll be able to make sure that you get over to that section of the fair. And yeah, we're just excited. We think it'll be a great event.
I saw in the brochure tri-tip, you said, is that going to be the food this year?
Tri-tip sandwiches, courtesy of Sierra Bible Church. So, that's always a popular stop, I know.
Yeah, and they've got some folks at Sierra Bible who are donating their time, who love to barbecue. So they're going to be working on the tri-tips and We are, as Annie said, we're trying to create a comfortable environment. We want people to feel good about being able to come to this event and learn about available services. But at the same time, we know, number one, it's likely going to be hot. And so that's why we appreciate Kona Ice being there. And we want people to be fed. And so we appreciate Sierra Bible taking care of that for us.
Yeah, it's great to see just such a wide variety of organizations. You just said 40 to 50. You know, for people who come, is it kind of like the initial meeting that they may have, or do you kind of have, can you have more personal conversations to find more in depth about these services? How will that work?
Yeah, I think it can be both. Somebody can certainly come and just walk through the tables and take information on the resources that they're interested in. And then all of our partners are so great about being willing to talk specifically and privately if needed, to really just kind of ascertain what the need is, so that if they themselves are not able to connect that person to services, they would be able to help do that with a different provider at the fair.
Daryl Slocum, what have you witnessed when it comes to turnout the first couple of years for this event?
We've been pleased with the turnout, and whenever we hold these types of events, of course, we typically gauge the success on the numbers. But BJ, the reality is, it's really about making contact and having people get the help that they need. And part of the problem with large numbers is access, you know, that you can't get to the booth that you want to and need to get to because there's a line there. So we like to think that there's a good flow, and that the people that are going to be at the event are going to get what they need, which is to find out if there's any service or assistance available for their particular situation. So we're thrilled with the turnout we've had the last couple of years, but it's not all about the numbers.
And Annie Hockett, if for some reason people can't attend on August 14th, I understand there's a hotline as well that they could benefit from?
There is. So the hotline was created at the same time as the fair initially in 2022. And that was really done so that if you weren't able to attend the fair, or maybe you wanted to have more anonymous contact to ask for service help, that was available. And so that number is operational all the time. I'll provide it. It's 209-533-5719, and you're going to find a live person on the other end of that. And so people are more than welcome to call and ask their questions through that avenue as well.
Daryl Slocum's Story Area Foundation is involved with various great causes in the community. You know, anything you'd want to share just about, you know, kind of how the Community Roots Resource Fair was one of the events that the foundation chose to back and give support?
Be happy to. I think it helps to go into a little depth of why the Sonora Area Foundation, which is the community foundation for Tuolumne County, exists. And I love that name, Community Foundation, because it's very descriptive, because we are here to support the community. The most visible way we do that is by providing grants and scholarships. And those are the ones that typically get the headlines. But the reality is we're here to support the community in all ways. And when Rebecca made us aware of this need, it became evident to us that something needed to be done. And we're proud of the Community Roots Resource Fair and the hotline and how it does, you know, fill the gap and provide information for people in the community and as a mechanism to help people.
Annie Hockett, is there anything people should do ahead of coming to this event? They need to register or anything like that?
If you want to have a table at the event, yeah, you would need to reach out to us. That information is available on the Community Roots website. I think almost everybody, though, is through the registration process. But if you are just an interested community member wanting to come check it out, you can just show up.
Do you recommend people bring anything, like any type of income verification or anything like that?
Nope. Probably comfortable shoes, cool clothing, because it's usually hot that time of year, and just a willingness to walk around and find out what's available.
And if I could jump in, BJ, you're asking questions about registration and income verification. One of the things that we've tried to do is you can come and be anonymous at the event. We realize that, especially for first-time assistance seekers, this can be a little daunting, this process. So number one, you can call the hotline ahead of time. You know, if you're thinking about attending the event, but you're uncertain as to what might be available, you're welcome to call the hotline and ask some questions. And then when you do come to the event, you're not going to be pressured to register at any of the booths. You can have your questions answered anonymously, and you'll only be asked to provide information if you're going to sign up for a service.
I imagine, too, if you have parents or loved ones who may be needing benefits or may be eligible for benefits, that'd be a good option for you just to come and find out what's available for others who
Thank you for pointing that out. I mean, you might have a loved one who is transportation impaired, and they can't come to the event. So you might come on their behalf to find out what services are available. Then you can provide that information. And we will have a gimme bag that you can pick up when you check in or stop by the registration area, even though you're not required to register. And then you can collect information that you can then take to someone else to review.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's coming up August 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. It's organized by many in the community, made possible thanks to the Sonora Area Foundation and others. We're talking with Sonora Area Foundation CEO Daryl Slocum and Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director Annie Hockett on this weekend's show. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, can you believe that school is almost back in session? We're planning to, over the next couple of weeks, to talk with the superintendents for the two largest high school districts in Tuolumne County. Next week, we're planning to talk with Ed Pelfrey, who is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District, and then the following week with Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District. They'll get us up to speed on all the new happenings this new school year and give us a preview of some of the changes in education and what to expect for students as they return in the coming weeks heading back to school. That's next week on Motherlode Views, and the following week, talking with the local school superintendents. And our final segment of this week's show is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are previewing the upcoming Community Roots Resource Fair. It will be Wednesday, August 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Joined on the program today by Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, as well as Annie Hockett, who is the Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director. I'll go back to Annie Hockett, and it might be good just to kind of give kind of an overview of kind of the different services that the county provides and your role kind of in the county to connecting people with different organizations as well.
Sure. So Health and Human Services Agency is certainly the largest arm of local county government. Our staff comprises about one-third of all county employees. And within Health and Human Services, we have kind of four main branches, I would say. Our social service branch, which is the public assistance program, some of which I've already mentioned. We have our protective services, child welfare, APS, in-home supportive services, and then we also have a small team that's dedicated to our unsheltered community members. Also within HHSA, we have our behavioral health department, our public health department, our veteran services, and we also manage the ambulance contract. So within all of those departments, there are a multitude of services. But we really work hand in hand with a lot of the community organizations that will be present at the fair to make additional referrals and to provide kind of that case management, that recognizing that every family and individual we work with has different needs and different service requirements. And so we certainly provide a lot, but we couldn't do the work alone. And so that's another great benefit of this event, that we can really network even more than we already do.
So provide a lot of services and also provide that bridge to others in the community.
Absolutely.
And Daryl Slocum, can you give us a little bit of preview about some of the organizations you plan to see on hand at the event?
Absolutely. And I'm going to apologize in advance because I can't remember everybody. And again, you can call the hotline ahead of time to confirm that a particular organization will be represented. But for the most part, we have a wide variety of organizations that are providing services in the category. And what we mean by that is we kind of structured this in terms of almost like an emergency need, you know, somebody that is, you know, kind of in need of paying a bill right now. And in that realm, we have various ATCA organizations are represented. We have ISIS, which is a child care services provider. We have Interfaith Social Services. But we also have organizations there that not necessarily in the emergency category, but certainly in the category of those that are trying to improve their situation. I believe Motherlode Job Training will be there providing employment assistance services. Habitat for Humanity has a home repair program. And again, you can easily see that a fixed income senior that owns their home, that has a significant home repair that isn't a luxury. I mean, it's something that's necessary, but they can't afford it. They can come and talk to the folks at Habitat about how Habitat could affect that repair and then work out arrangements for them with them as to how to pay that back in a way that will be palpable for the homeowner. So there will be a wide variety of organizations there providing services in the community.
A lot of services that people didn't realize that were out there, probably.
Again, I'm amazed all the time, and Annie kind of touched on this, but part of what we struggle with is to keep people current on what programs are available at any particular time. And the reason for that is because so many of our organizations are funded by either federal programs, state programs, or a combination of the two, and those funding streams kind of come and go. So that's why there'll be a time when ATCA is providing, for instance, energy assistance, and then that goes away. And it's not always easy to get the word out. And that's where the county helps, because the county can be kind of a repository of what's available at any given moment. And that's why that hotline is so important. And that's why we want to get the word out to people so that they understand that that's a resource that they can tap into.
And Annie Hockett, remind us, that hotline, what is that number that people can call?
Yeah, again, it's 209-533-5719.
And a website if people want to go get more information?
Yeah, there's a lot online, not only through the Tuolumne County website, social services. You could just Google that and you're going to find all kinds of information. Our public health department also has the resource directory that has a lot of services listed. And in terms of the Community Roots website, there is essentially all the vendors and organizations that have historically participated in the event that you can find contact information from.
At communityrootsresources.org.
And Annie Hockett, do you notice with benefits and things that are available for people in the community, is it kind of constantly changing how you get benefits, or is it stay pretty much the same?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, there's some parts that remain steady, but as Daryl said, as funding changes, as rules change, as new laws are passed, things can certainly shift. And so I think that's another reason we're really fortunate that this event has become an annual one, so that we can make sure that we're continuing to educate our community and our partners and all of that.
Daryl Slocum, we've kind of given a complete overview of the event. Anything you think that was missed or would be worth emphasizing again?
Well, we appreciate all of the organizations that lend their help to putting this event on. We didn't mention Love Tuolumne County, which they sent some volunteers to help with traffic control, because that becomes an issue. But what I really like to stress, BJ, is I think people listening to this who are doing okay right now, which is wonderful. We want everybody to do okay. It may be difficult for them to understand why an event like this would be important and necessary. And what it comes down to is understanding how delicate people's budgets can be. The folks at Interfaith were telling me a story one day about a 70-year-old man who came in looking for help, who had never in his life sought help before. And he had tears in his eyes. That's how difficult it was for him to do that. And I think the reality is this economy and the escalating prices that we've had during and since COVID have compromised people's budgets to the point where there are people seeking help who've never done it before. It's not an easy thing to do, and the Community Resource Fair helps them with that. And so that's what we're trying to do.
And Annie Hockett, going over to you, any other closing comments or things you'd like to add?
No, again, just very appreciative of the team that is working to bring this event to be an annual one, and we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of folks come out and visit, and hopefully good information will be shared.
And we got a couple minutes left on this weekend show, so run it down one more time, just a quick preview of what they can expect when they come in on the 14th.
Sure. So again, it's at the fairgrounds August 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. About 40 to 50 different community-based organizations will be there sharing information on available resources. We encourage people to come out, check it out, get a tri-tip sandwich, some Kona ice. There'll be lots of free goodies and giveaways and swag. There's usually a competition amongst vendors to give the best stuff out. So I think it'll be a great event, and we're really excited for it.
Daryl Slocum, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, I would add that don't be overwhelmed by the 40 to 50 vendors. If you have a particular organization that you want to interact with that you haven't had an opportunity to do that, it's completely fine to come down, visit their booth, grab a sandwich, and then head on your way.
And then one more time, that hotline if people want to call?
Yes. Again, the hotline is 209-533-5719, and you'll get a live person, Denise, on the other end, and which should be happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
Well, Annie Hockett, Daryl Slocum, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ. I appreciate it.
Again, it's the Community Roots Resource Fair. It is coming up August 14th on a Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. We've been hearing a full update on the event from Daryl Slocum with the Sonora Area Foundation and Annie Hockett. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.